You've got a sock on your microphone. God damn it! Oh my god, you guys, it is the 10th fucking episode of Background Noise.
I'm super excited right now.
So excited. Jesus, can you guys believe Christ. It? We made it this far already. What do you guys think?
The snow is twinkling on the trees.
I know, it's winter. When we started, it wasn't winter.
No, it
but
wasn't.
It's like
it was
totally
fall.
Fucking getting there.
Okay, guys.
Isn't it?
It's enough.
Okay.
Please stop. You're scaring me.
No more gay voices.
All right.
Well, for now, anyway.
John hasn't spoke. Oh, there
he
goes.
Not until our 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
Gay cast. We'll do the whole thing. And totally.
Sparkling high def and gay voices.
Oh, yeah. It's December 3rd.
It is.
And it is the 10th episode.
It is.
We've come a long ways.
I say we just wrap it up right now. Fuck it.
Yeah. 10 episodes is a good run.
Yeah.
That's the end of season one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more episodes than a lot of shows get.
True.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Voila, EC.
Yep.
That's about it.
So what's new, guys? What's happening in the worlds of everybody?
Madness is happening when I go out and try to enjoy myself drinking with friends.
Yeah, what happened?
As per usual. You know how sometimes it starts out just innocently enough, Monday night, me and a couple of my friends the FMP album, by the way, is out now.
It is out now.
We were just kind of going out to celebrate, just to have a couple pitchers and wings, you know, have a little deal and relax.
Yep.
But you know how that often turns out? Because pitchers just go down so fast, and they're delicious, and they're cheap, so you just keep pounding them back. So
now, are we talking, like, baseball pitchers, or are we talking...
No, we weren't pounding back pitchers. No big units, if you will.
Randy Johnson was not hucking balls into
he
your
was
fucking
not doing that. Pitchers of beer.
Okay.
And I mean pitchers that are filled with beer, not guys throwing beer.
Okay.
Okay, we could carry on
right.
with that.
Established.
Yeah.
Established.
Hey man, I
anyway,
just had to make sure.
Long story short, you know, we kind of got a good buzz and we ended up walking around.
Are we
downtown.
Talking like a bee buzz or
Devin, you're closest slapping.
This is going to last like an hour and a half of just Derek, like, correcting you for
word
your story.
Play.
I'm not correcting. I'm curious.
So we've established we had a couple beers and we had a little extra and we were just, you know, it is Monday, but whatever. After you've had a couple drinks, you still want to do something.
Yep.
So we're walking around downtown and one of the guys I was with ran into someone he didn't care for very much.
Yeah.
So it turned into the whole thing where they started mouthing off each other a little bit, and it was just kind of in passing, so I thought that was it.
So were they on the street, or were they inside, or what?
On the street. The other guy was, like, coming out of a bar, and we were kind of walking down the street, and blah, blah, blah. It turned into the thing where we're walking down the street, and he's, like, yelling back at him, like, fuck you. Oh, yeah, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're faggot. No, you're faggot. You're dumb. No, you're not very smart. You know, turn that whole thing.
And everybody else around is just looking at the two of you saying, or two of them saying, they're both faggots.
We're just kind of like, oh, man, this is just, I don't know. I don't like fighting. I'm never in the mood for fighting. And it's my friend, and I'm with him, right? So I just, when he eventually decided to go back up to confront the guy, I said to the other guy I was with, I said, well, we may as well go with him just because we don't want to see him getting the shit kicked out of him or get jumped or whatever.
That's true. Yep.
So we went and the shit talking kind of escalated between them and they end up fighting and my buddy got tossed around a little bit. but yeah, he was in good spirits after and he was joking about it. So I'm not like ribbing him, you know what I mean? He took his little beating there.
Took his licking?
Yeah, he took his licking. Sure.
God, like a champ.
But, you know, it just that's the first time I've been in that type of situation in a while, and it just made me realize how much I don't like being in that situation.
No.
Like, this guy, the guy who our friend was confronting, he was quite big.
Yep.
And not really the type of guy I wanted to fight with, and he had some friends with him, and they were quite big. And, you know, when you have two groups of people, and there's mouthing off going on, there's kind of almost like a standoff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, like, you guys know me, I'm a fucking goof. I just got a big smirk on my face because it's ridiculous, and I'm just thinking, I do not want to get involved into any of this shit right now. I don't want to have to fucking fight someone and get my ass kicked.
Yep.
You know,
it's not really what you go for, right?
No.
Not usually.
But, you know, luckily it was just a whatever. People get in little scuffles sometimes, and it didn't turn into anything big, but it just really made me think about how I don't really enjoy that sort of thing.
What, fights or the bar scene in general?
Both, you know, with the bar scene. There's another incident later that night. After that happened, we're like, well, let's just go get a pitcher of beer and then call it a night. one more pitcher of beer.
Okay.
You jerks. I see everyone looking at me smirking. Yeah. And we tried to get into one of the bars, and they wouldn't let me in because my pants were too big, which they really weren't, because I had been in that bar earlier that night, and I wasn't very sloppily drunk. And, you know, whenever I try to get into a bar, I know that there's that, in this city, I'm saying it, and a lot of black people agree, there is an undertone of racism that is there.
Yeah.
That I don't pull the race card very much, but no matter how dressed up I am sometimes, it's always, they find something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you have freckles. Fuck out.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, you, there's a grasshopper on your fucking shoulder. Get out of here, fruit. But
you fucking faggot. Why do you have a grasshopper grazing in your fucking field shoulder?
Yeah.
Field shoulder? See,
I've never been turned away from a bar, ever.
Of course not, because you're like a small white guy.
Yeah. He's right, you are like, white.
Even, more, even jeans and t-shirt, I'll still get into most bars.
Oh, they hassle me so often. Anyone who's been downtown with me
David Hasselhoff.
Nice.
Dude, too soon.
What? Too soon? What? Did he die?
Did he die?
I don't know.
I know he's a drunk piece of shit, so I wouldn't be surprised if
he's still alive.
No, but I notice that a lot. It's either your shirt is too long, your pants are too big, your ID is too old,
or your skin is too dark.
Or your skin is too dark. Which
ID is too old? So, like an expired ID?
Remember, I got kicked out of a fucking birthday party because I had an expired ID.
But I was just
asking about that earlier. Why does that make a difference?
Has that law always been in place?
I don't think so.
I think it's one of those ones where they just use that if they want to kind of not let you in.
No, this one just recently got a fine. What the fuck's the name of that place? Maxwell's.
Okay.
They just got a fine recently, and they said, we just got a fine, so we really have to pay attention to this type of thing.
Okay. So you have to update your ID.
Yeah, and I'm 25, for fuck's sake.
I keep, four IDs on me.
Yeah. I came from Truro to, like, for a birthday party, and, you know, I'm not fucking traveling to Paraguay.
My buddy, his ID expired on his 28th birthday, and he had to go home and get his fucking passport.
It's ridiculous.
Wow. Now I carry my passport pretty much everywhere. Because, really? I have my passport with me, like, all the time. Not right now, so don't even
ask. In case you get a little too crazy and you kill one of those hookers you buy and you have to get out. Holy fuck, I've got to leave.
And then the police stop me and I'm like, hey, I've got a passport. I can kill hookers.
But that's something you definitely can't lose, right?
Like your passport?
Yeah.
Oh, ideally, I'll never lose my passport. Yeah. I'm pretty good.
If you
lose
your
stuff.
ID card, it's not a huge deal. But if you lose your passport, it's pretty awful.
One.
Hey now. Did you lose your passport?
I lost mine, and they gave me shit about it. And they're like, if you lose your next one within a certain period, it'll become this, like, security risk.
Yeah.
Where you can't, like, travel easily and shit like that.
Because, I mean, you could just give it to someone, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you totally could. Yeah.
It's just weird how that is with IDs.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you have 4 or 5 IDs on you and you kind of look old enough or whatever, it shouldn't be a big issue. But just to kind of circle around and come back to what I was saying about the, like, little racism, I would call it that, you know. I don't like to just throw that out there.
Yeah.
People could argue it. I don't care about arguing. I know from my experiences, and that's what I really think it is.
Yeah.
And I was joking around the other day. I said, I would almost rather it just say, no coloreds. Because at least then I don't wait in line for an hour and then get rejected. It's just like, they don't let niggas in here.
Yeah.
I'm going down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know,
find a place where
someone might have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Like the Smurfs come by. Aww.
Oh, shucks. Or the noisies.
The noisies.
Why are they colored?
So speaking of little things that happened downtown, a couple days ago, the alehouse bouncers supposedly hit a photographer or a photography student who were just there taking pictures. They took a picture of the bouncer and he didn't like it. And then supposedly from the photographer's point of view, they said that the bouncers took their $2,000 camera and shoved them to the ground, blah, blah, blah. But there's a video they actually put on YouTube of this altercation. And one of the photography students grabbed the hat off the bouncer's head before anything happened and threw it on the ground. And then one of the photographers was a girl, and she just fell on her own, and she just curled up in a ball, and then people were saying that she got shoved. And here I am, like, as much as I want to say, fuck these bouncers for doing that, it's not true.
Yeah,
like, these photographers are being fucking pisshead art fags.
Why would they do that? Because a lot of bad shit with bouncers does go on downtown. Like, there have been, I don't have any specific cases right now, but I've definitely heard cases of bouncers kicking the fucking shit out of people and just leaving them in the streets, like fucking them up pretty bad. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some stories where people have even died because of it.
Yeah.
And I don't have this story, but I was reading in the paper today about how they're thinking about changing some of those laws and giving bouncers more training on how to deal with things, because people are complaining about this racist stuff. People are complaining about people are getting beat up downtown, and it's just not on tight grips, you know?
There's not much harder to deal with than a fucking drunk guy that's ready to fight and yell and, you know, is like weighs, you know, twice as much when he passes out and like doesn't want to leave because his friends are there. It's like, you know, being an adult and taking care of a baby, for fuck's sake.
And I'm
saying that if you're an adult taking care of a baby, you should just like
beat the
punch
shit
them
out
and
of it,
beat the shit out of them
and throw it out on the street.
I'll give them that. I'm not trying to say that their job's easy, and I'm not trying to play the part of a victim and say, oh, this is blah blah blah. But there is shit that's going on that I think should be corrected. But fuck it, I don't go downtown a lot anyway. But it just bothers me that when I do want to go downtown and have a good time, and I do feel like I'm dressed up, and I don't look like a threat. I'm always like smiling and joking, carrying on and lying and shit. It just sucks to know that you're out with your friends, and all your white friends get in, even if they're dressed like you, and then they say to you, "I'm sorry, not tonight." That's the fucking one that makes me want to just fucking take a what's it called? Is it a garrote or a garrote?
Garrote.
A garrote. Thank you.
Just give it to him.
It's kind of like
that's like something you choke someone with. It's like a barbed wire. I don't actually mean it, so you know.
He does mean
there's kind of there's douchebags in every industry, but like there's a few industries where they kind of stand out.
Yep.
Like the military, the police, bouncers, like anyone whose job involves a little bit of violence.
Yeah, and along with it comes strength and ego. Like, you know, it's their job to be at the bar all the time, which is probably the highest egos. Like, in anywhere in Halifax is where you're going to find the most egos is at a bar, because everyone gets drunk and all of a sudden they're twice as tough, they're twice as funny, they're twice as good looking. Yeah. Everyone's fucking full of shit at a bar. Yeah. And, you know, if you're around them all the time, you're a bouncer, you have to be the strong guy. You're the one that's representing, you know, the peace, but you're not. You're a fucking lunkhead.
At the same time, you never know if the person that you're tackling to the ground is, like, on PCP or has, like, a knife or a gun or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a shitty job, by the way, and I know some of them definitely take it a little too far on the wrong person.
What type of training do they get now? Does anyone know anything about that at
all?
Do they get training?
There's
or do you just get hired?
It's just the rules.
You a big motherfucker. You look like you can hit somebody if you gotta put on this jacket and toque and gloves.
I think every bar has their own hiring policy for bouncers. But it's probably just like if they think that you can handle the normal bar person, you're hired.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like some more training could definitely benefit everybody, you know. I don't know, because it can be a pretty risky job.
Being downtown is a big waste of time. I fucking can't stand it.
I don't have much to say about this stuff, because I totally agree
with you. Like, I know it probably makes me sound like a hypocrite and like I'm circling around. I don't care that much, but I would be lying to say it didn't irritate me. I only go downtown like a couple times a year, you know, but it's nice to know that when I go down and that I can get in.
Yeah.
It's nice to know when I go down on a bitch, too, I might be able to get in, you know what I'm saying? Me a little licky licky, get a sticky sticky.
That's terrible.
It is.
You're just awful.
Yeah. I remember what I said earlier, I'm a garbage man.
You are a garbage man.
Not a man that looks after garbage. I'm just a garbage man.
It's true.
Bit of a piece
it's like
shit.
The Sun Tots and the Smoggies. They just fucking throw their pollution overboard. Sun Tots and the Smoggies.
Strangely, one of the nicest guys I know is a bouncer.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine there's some bouncers that are awesome, and there's some cops that are awesome, and there's some
black
podcast.
People are pretty cool, too.
No. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is incredibly black.
Yeah.
I heard a good joke when he's on a motorcycle. Looks like his windows are tinted. His motorcycles don't have windows.
Oh, right.
Right.
It's funny. I like that.
I was gonna ask, though, when I was thinking about bringing all this shit up on the show, do you guys have any fight stories? Like any drunken or not?
I don't get in fights, but I've been around people that got in fights and just got kind of pulled in. Actually, I remember one time we were at the bar in Truro, and one of my friends got in a fight, and I was standing facing the friend that was with the other fighter, and I looked at him and I said, "Does this mean we have to fight?" And the guy was like, "Nope." I was like, "Good." I didn't fucking want to fight the guy. And not, I knew the guy, but just based on like how we all knew each other, I just didn't want to fight him. It would just be awkward, and I'd fucking destroy him because the guy was like 4 feet.
And there's just no point.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with my situation.
Yeah, like, so we just kind of agreed, let's let them fight. They'll get it out of their system. Yeah. whatever.
Mm-hmm. So what we did, we said, let those two settle it. Let our friend get thrown around a little bit, and then, you know.
That's the thing about bar fights is I don't like when people take it too far. Like, knives and guns and shit is retarded. A bar fight is a fight. You know, you throw a couple punches. It's like hockey. You throw a couple punches, someone goes down, you kick them a few times, whatever.
If you get the best, skates. If you get the best of someone, just leave it be.
I agree.
You know?
Devin, you're fucking... I wasn't thinking like that.
I was just thinking about, you know, this is coming back to when I was saying the guy that my friend was yelling at, he was a pretty big guy.
Yep.
It reminded me, I learned my lesson at a really young age not to talk shit to people, especially if they're bigger than you.
Yeah.
I was in grade 6 or 7, and there's this guy in an AC/DC shirt, and I was just like, you like AC/DC? They're stupid. And he fucking grabbed me by my neck, put me to the wall, and like slid me up the wall, and was just like, you should learn that you shouldn't talk shit to people bigger than you. And then put me back down, and I said,
all right.
I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
So that guy up there, if he's listening and he knows who he is, thank you.
Yeah.
Ever since that day.
A life lesson.
It was pretty obvious.
From a big fucking slob.
Yeah, but a big actually, galoot. He's one of those like guys from like probably DeBert or Belmont with the crustache in like grade 7.
Yeah.
Mullet. Maybe a rat
tail. In other words, Luke wants to fight you again. He thinks he has a better chance.
No, that's fine.
Luke, do you remember I was telling you that time when I met your roommate?
Oh, yeah.
He was like... looking for you, and you wanted to... Anyway, that same night, I was in the same lineup, and it was a huge lineup. We were waiting for like half an hour, maybe, and everyone was getting agitated because a lot of people were leaving, but no one was getting in, that kind of situation. And there's a bunch of guys behind us, and they were getting like really riled up, and they kept pestering the bouncer, and he's like, I'm sorry, we're just not letting people in right now. And the guy was like, what do you mean, you people? And he's like,
Oh, no.
Wow.
It was the only time I've ever actually witnessed a real, what do you mean, you people moment.
It was a real one?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was the dude like an fight? African dude or something? Was he black or was it just
black.
Some wise guy?
African.
Okay.
There's a big difference. Remember I went over this?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
If he says, let me take you to the movie, sure, then he's African.
Then he's
But he's just like, hey, bitch, what you saying later? He's just a nigga from around the way.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
From around the way.
if you're looking for them, Ethiopia,
that's where they are. Sudan, Somalia. Mm-hmm. He ain't from there.
And people are saying that if you want to quit drinking, that smoking pot can help. We read a little report on that. I don't agree with that really, but you know, whatever helps
people.
Are
you a scientist?
Well, no, but fucking Amanda Riemann from the University of California, Berkeley is, you fucking wise guy.
Yeah, that's where he gets his information from, secondhand.
A scientist.
So he sides with that.
I'm pretty much a scientist at this point.
I like the picture on this article. As usual, we'll post it on the site.
Mario Lopez.
And he looks like Mario Lopez, and he looks like he's stoned, but he's still drinking anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like it's helping him at all.
We've been down that road. It's not fun.
I can see how for some people, I do know some people who say, I don't drink anymore, I just smoke. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if you can say there's a direct correlation.
My understanding, it's healthier for you.
Smoking is?
Rather than drinking.
Smoking depends on how much you're drinking.
And how much you're smoking.
Well, I guess
how your body works.
Yeah.
It's probably different for different people.
Definitely a couple glasses.
There's a lot of ifs in there.
Yeah.
Let's just throw in on average. There we go.
On average.
Why don't we all just start drinking and smoking? We'll see who dies first.
Sounds
Wait,
good. Probably me.
Who here doesn't... You guys all drink. And
I'm drunk right now,
you guys
man.
Have all smoked,
What do you
think.
Mean? I've been drinking since 6 this
morning. Speaking of people drinking, Ron Artest, a basketball player, used to drink Hennessy at halftime of basketball games.
Wow.
He just admitted that recently.
Doesn't that almost make you want to go back and watch some of those games? And
yeah.
Just see if you see him dribbling and he stumbles a little bit.
Exactly.
Or you just see him burp and go...
Yeah.
A burp and blow. When you burp and it's so disgusting, you go...
It's the Hennessy.
I have a fucking aunt that does that, and it's like hell at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, everyone's just eating. And then she... And blow it out. Like, thank you for blowing
it. It's like the L.A. Funks from Secret of Mana.
It's a little cloud.
The L.A. Funks.
Thank you for blowing that my way. I really wanted to smell your fucking cock breath.
It's true.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's your aunt. I don't care.
Yeah. She's good with her hands,
By cock,
too.
I meant, like, chicken. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Not a penis.
The funny thing about booze is that you can both drink it and use it to sterilize your wounds.
That's true.
That's good.
Is that funny?
It's funny to me. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really...
I don't know.
Like, if you never heard of booze before, yeah, you'd kind of be like, well, why would you drink that?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound dangerous.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
I definitely drank rubbing alcohol in, like, grade 5 or 6.
You did not.
I really did.
What?
It was in school, too, and I remember the guy I did it with. It was just, like, enough to say I did it. And
how
I
much
remember,
is enough to say you did
it?
It'd
be hard as nails to drink a rubbing capsule. Alcohol.
Really?
Yeah. It was
a
grade
capsule
6.
Or a capful?
A capsule. It was a fucking space capsule. I filled it up and I went swimming.
Dragon
in
Ball.
Yeah, and I also trained to fight the fucking
time capsule
Ginyu Force while I was in there
under supreme gravity.
Yep. Exactly.
God,
what'd that taste like?
I was in grade 6. I don't remember. It was probably just fucking horribly disgusting.
Probably tastes like it smells awful.
Well, I got some upstairs. You can find out.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
If we have a time machine.
How does that affect a person if you drink rubbing alcohol?
We know now.
Yeah.
Oh.
They make you weak-hearted.
You set it up pretty good, Luke. Yeah. Jeez.
And enjoy the assist. That's what you call a bounce pass.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I'm going to come back to this podcast.
And then, of course, there's the mouthwash. Hobos always have the mouthwash that they drink. But at least, you know, if you ever kiss hobos, at least their breath smells fine if you're into that.
Yeah, man, I kiss a lot of hobos.
If you're, just want
they're
a
like the most
hobo.
Disgusting people in the world, or like externally, but then their breath smells really, really good.
They're the
good.
Best kissers.
They have a good heart.
They do.
Those homos.
No, it's homeless.
Oh,
you got the mixed up.
I was kissing homos this whole
time. Is it
really
cheaper than booze? It's really not.
What's that, rubbing alcohol?
Mouthwash?
Mouthwash.
It's probably about the same as like a 40 of beer.
I don't know how much you need to drink on mouthwash to get drunk, but I don't think it's very much.
Oh, really?
I think a mouthwash is, what, maybe like $8 for like a big bottle of Listerine, which is pretty expensive.
I wonder what percentage it is. We should do the math.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's less than that. It's actually pretty cheap, I think.
Oh, really? I guess it depends on what size the bottles are.
It's true.
What life.
We're giving people these horrible ideas.
Yeah.
If you want to get drunk and you want your breath to smell good, too, just drink Listerine, I guess.
I can remember being younger and trying different things to get high and get drunk, like sucrets. You can actually eat a bunch of sucrets and feel a little fucking zany.
Yeah.
Cough syrup. I remember my cousin and I, when 3-6 Mafia came sipping on some syrup, that song came out, of course, being young and impressionable. We're like, oh man, we got to do that.
Yeah.
We bought a thing of NyQuil and we split it. And I remember we drank it. We were like mixing it with cream soda and it was just awful. And we finished it and nothing happened. Like, well, fuck this. Let's call it a night. We went to bed. I got in bed, and I closed my eyes. And when my eyes were open, there were not moons and stars and fucking shooting stars and tracers on the ceiling. But when I closed them on that shit, I was just seeing shapes and colors. And I just laid there smiling with my hands folded across my chest, and it was spectacular.
And you didn't
have
a cough the next morning.
Off of NyQuil.
Oh, NyQuil.
Yeah. The scissor.
Yeah.
So music does affect children.
Wikipedia says up to 27% in mouthwash.
Wow. Really?
That's a lot more than I expected.
Yeah.
So that's about 3/4 as much as rum would have.
But what with the other medicinal ingredients in it, I imagine it must give you a different sort of effect. You know, I would imagine.
I have no idea. I don't drink it.
Looks like I just couldn't imagine drinking that stuff anyway. I mean, holy crap.
Oh, yeah, you rinse your mouth with it, and if a little bit goes down your throat, you're just like, ah!
Yeah.
Trying to spit that shit out.
Well, it's not as bad as, like, straight vodka, I would say.
It'd burn more.
Really?
Like, regular mouthwash? I have regular mouthwash at home. You know the orangish, brown, yellow fucking stuff that has that awful taste? I wouldn't want to drink that.
No.
You don't know what stuff I mean?
No,
you wouldn't.
I don't know. I wasn't listening. Sorry.
That's fine.
Derek's totally zoned out. He's like, fuck it.
Derek's like, I always black out after I use mouthwash.
Yeah. I started drinking earlier. So let's take a break and then we'll come back with a whole bunch of awesome stories.
How good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yo, what up, what up? This is Metropolis 40, just stuck in traffic on the information highway. And currently you are listening to the Background Noise Show on RedMatterSite.com. So make sure you got them headphones on, rolled up and got your drink and everything. And you can check me out at MetropolisVotary.com or Expedite.com. Or even look for me on iTunes or YouTube. Or check your girl's cell for my number. Anyways, I got a new album coming out real soon. It's called Love is a Dog. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. RedMatterSite.com.
So, Luke, who's your favorite wrestler?
My favorite wrestler? Probably Rey Mysterio Jr.
No, I think it's Ron the Truth Killings, a.k.a. K-Quick.
A.k.a. K-Quick?
A.k.a.
Say my dad.
Sure.
John's dad? Okay, so basically that was supposed to be the fucking world's shittiest segue to our next little section, which is about telling the truth.
What?
Yeah.
How was that a segue to telling the truth?
Because his favorite wrestler is called Truth.
He did put those words in my mouth.
I did. He also loves cocks. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Who, me or the truth?
Both of them. Both of them.
Oh.
Okay, so we found this article, and it's basically teaching you how to express yourself truthfully. So, like, later on, you don't think, fuck, I wish I had done something there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we all have moments where we're sitting there and like the example they use is like some woman is bitching at her kid and you want to go over and say like, you know, it's a kid and you're a grown up. Let's figure this out. And if you don't actually say anything, and it's not your business some of the time, but if you don't say something sometimes later on, you'll be standing there and you'll be thinking, shit, I really should have said something because that mom is going to be a fucking dummy to that kid.
So what do you think about that excuse? Put yourself in that situation. You're out somewhere. You see a mother yelling at her kids. And, you know, she's being a little more mean than you think. Would you say anything?
No.
See,
I wouldn't, because I work in a grocery store. I see that shit all the time.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, shut that fucking thing up.
Yep.
Get that motherfucker out of my face.
Or you'll be the butcher on that baby's body.
Yeah. Or I'll pick your child up and just throw it.
The way I look at it, it's their kid, and you going over and saying something to them isn't going to change their life. And all it's going to do is make her pissed off for that 2 minutes.
Yeah, she'll beat the kid even more in the parking lot. You, that motherfucker said to me, oh my God, who do you think he is telling me to raise my keys?
Obviously a tipping point, right? Well, yeah, I mean, if she's sitting, like, beating the shit out of some kid, then yeah. But, I mean, if they're just, like, yelling at him. The tipping point is a little earlier than that.
You know. I'd say the tipping point is probably when the kid's falling downward after being pushed.
She tips him off like a fucking a bungee area.
She tips him off.
Without a bungee cord.
To jokes.
So, the first obstacle we have when you're talking the truth like this is they say to stop managing other people's feelings, which is just kind of like you can't really go into expressing yourself thinking about what other people are going to react with or else you're just not expressing yourself. So sometimes they're saying it's probably better that you just do something that's, you know, true to you and just let the result happen, however it is.
And
it's a pretty good way to live your life.
Yep.
A lot of the time I think that works better in the long run anyway. I was having this discussion with a friend today. I was saying how I would rather someone tell me a truth that kind of hurt me right there than try to save my feelings and lie to me and keep shit from me until I find out myself or until the thing just builds up and explodes.
Some people are better at receiving it than others.
Mm-hmm.
And you fucking dick. I didn't mean it like that.
Derek is the best at receiving.
You guys are talking about doing it.
Yep. Dicks and butts.
No, you're right, though.
Some people just, like, if you realize that these truths aren't stumping your growth process, you know, like, you know.
there was a bit of
okay,
a start.
Okay, continue, Derek. Continue.
No, but if
a tree
if you
stump
understand,
could have said that better.
Well, fine. We'll fucking bring a tree stump in.
We'll place Derek with a tree stump.
Yeah, could be pretty interesting.
Finish your point, though, because I know
my point was like, if people are telling you truths and you don't accept it, it's stopping you from growing. And if you understand that you're growing every time someone tells you something that kind of hurts you, you'll grow faster and make you a better person.
It's also a matter too of the other person may think they're telling you something that's
exactly
the truth, but really it might not be. So, excuse me. I guess it's a matter of how much self-knowledge you have.
Yeah.
How well you know yourself. Because with me, people can tell me shit, and I can say, wow, I really do need to work on that.
Yeah.
I like acknowledging my faults. You know, I like trying to become a better person.
Yeah.
But there are times where I've had people say to me that I am a certain way.
Yeah.
When they're kind of, they're not close enough to me to know that.
Yeah.
They just think they're one of those, I'm really good at reading people.
Yeah.
I noticed that you are this way. It's like, get the fuck out
of
my face.
All that shit to me, it's everyone's opinion. So if, I mean, just keep your opinion to yourself sometimes. I mean, I can understand where the article's coming from and saying that you should speak the truth whenever you really feel it's important.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you just got to not say shit.
Yeah. It's kind of like a close friend, and you really have to have the higher good. Like, you can't just walk up to like an old woman and say like, Jesus Christ, you're fucking old. You shouldn't be driving.
You're
and
walking
your fucking
behind her.
Skirt looks like a goddamn dish rag.
The same time, though, if you are berating your kids in public, you can't expect no one to say nothing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, she's in the wrong. So, like, no matter how awkward it makes you feel, it's going to make her feel more awkward, and she's going to learn something if she's smart, which she probably isn't
because she's doing that in the
future. Her kid could be just a total motherfucker. I mean, you don't really know, right?
Could need an old-fashioned boxing match.
Her kid could actually be a motherfucker. He could be crawling into her sheets at night when she's trying to sleep, and he just starts plowing his mother.
That's probably what it was.
That's hot. I kind of like that.
Yeah, you like that one?
I did.
I'll tell you a little story.
She's good at receiving, too. So the second thing you need to keep in mind when you're expressing your truth is to be real and not right, which we already kind of touched on.
Oh, be real from Cypress Hill. Keep it real, everyone.
Yeah, be real from
Cypress Hill. Be real.
Yeah. Exactly.
Insane in the membrane.
One of my favorite songs with him is from the Space Jam soundtrack, Hit 'Em High.
Oh, I hit 'em high, hit 'em high, right. Hit 'em high. Take it away, Devin.
I have no idea what song you're talking about.
Hit 'em low, we hit 'em low. Going straight to the hole.
Yep.
We unstoppable, we run the court. You can't get none of this hardcore.
That's be real. So
now let's be real, guys. Yeah. Keep it real.
Let's be real for a second. Yeah. Wink, wink. But it's basically, we touched on it a bit. It's to know that, you know, it's not what makes you feel better about yourself, and not all. It's about what's right. It's not like sometimes you got to put yourself in a shitty situation. Sometimes you got to put your friends in shitty situations for the higher good. Like, you can't say, "Don't worry, there's not a fucking snow blower coming towards your face," to be nice, but you're probably better off telling them there is a snow blower coming towards your face. Right, guys?
Scary example.
Okay.
What? Yeah, wow.
I think I get what you're saying.
Well, fucking get the tree stump then, you fucking assholes. Jesus Christ.
All right,
I don't like you guys anymore. I'm going to stop talking.
Go on.
I'm gonna Zachy. Going to Zachy. I'm going to Zachy right now.
He's going to Zachy mode.
Yeah.
Not talking anymore. That's a good one, though, to be real and not right. That does come back to what we were saying about how you have to sort of know your boundaries and if you're in the right situation to say something to a person. Because sometimes you're just not. Like this example, coming back to it, the first one, Devin already said it. What's the point, really, of saying anything to this woman? Berating your kids.
Well, it's the same. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's better to regret doing something than regret not doing something.
Yep.
Because if you didn't say anything, then, you know, later on you'd be like, fuck, I should have did something.
Yeah. And that's just for your own good. You're not worried about other people's feelings. Well, I mean, you got to look out for yourself first, or you're going to be a fucking piece of shit.
What?
Steal the kids
away.
Actually,
I think most people that are pieces of shit make themselves the number one priority anyway.
No, anyone that's smart will make themselves the first priority, or they're not going to be strong enough to stand on their own two feet.
I think the difference is...
I don't know. I think it's a balancing act there.
It's definitely a balancing act, but if you don't take care of yourself, there's no way you're going to be able to help other people.
I guess.
Look at a homeless guy. He's not going to give you money. You got to get, you know, you get money by working.
But
take care of yourself.
If you're giving people money, you're not putting yourself as number one.
Yeah, but if you have money, you are number one.
If you didn't take care of yourself first, you wouldn't have money to give.
Exactly. Yes. No, you have to be in a position of strength in order to give that strength to other people. But this is about, you know, it's an ego thing. You got to know when it's your turn to say something, and when it's your ego piping up, like, I'm going to say something nice to this guy and it's going to make me feel great. Yeah. And know when to shut up and let other people,
That's
you know.
That's why I never give homeless people money.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pet my ego. Most people that do give homeless people money are just like, yeah, I passed by this homeless guy. I felt bad for him, so I gave him some change.
Yeah.
I passed by a homeless bitch, and I didn't give her change. She asked me for money. I said, no. Beat it. Scram.
Kicked her in the neck.
Hit the road, toots.
One of my friends said that homeless people are just like really shitty toll bridges. Which I thought was pretty clever. I was like, very good. That's why you're my friend.
Or trolls that live under bridges. Yeah. Just try to assault you every now and then.
Trolls that ask for tolls.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like the title of a fucking rock album or something.
Or a Dr. Seuss book.
I read an article once that said that homeless dudes get the most money from guys on the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, trying to show off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's $100. Don't worry about it. And then later on you go back, you're like, I need that fucking money.
I'm not impressing no girl on a date like that.
No, fuck that.
I need that money to...
Well, not only that,
get you drunk and buy some condoms and fuck you later. Can't be giving this motherfucker a couple dollars. Shit. Yeah. I don't know what you got.
Or he'll be getting your girlfriend drunk and fucking her later with his fucking bum dick.
Off Listerine and rubbing alcohol.
Never thought I'd hear the word bum dick make sense to
me. It's a bum dick.
It's a bum dick.
They're giving you the bum dick.
Not to be confused with the bomb dick.
Yeah.
Because it probably ain't the bomb.
No. It's probably dirty and horrible.
Might swell
it's
up like one.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
Yeah, let's keep talking about hobo dicks. Fuck the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Throw the papers away.
Yeah. And we'll rap like Be Real and talk about hobo dick.
Yeah.
I can do that. So,
what's the last one? Practice?
Is practice, yeah. Which means like...
Practice. We talking about practice. Practice?
Practice being real?
Yeah.
No, just practice.
Lucas just did practice.
Just practice.
You know what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Allen Iverson.
We'll chuck that on the forums for sure.
We're talking about practice. It's Iverson Day. He just resigned with Philly. I've got to get my basketball geek on for a second. I mean, he just resigned, and that's awesome. I didn't want to see him go.
And one last thing, New Jersey Nets have still not won, and they've taken the record for losing the most games.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're 0-17.
Is it 18? I think it's 0-18 now, I believe.
Yeah. That is bad.
They hold the record for the worst in NBA history. Which is, I don't know, that's not very good as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, they're pretty good off on the basketball. This is impressive.
Aren't they like out of the playoffs basically already? I think if they lose a couple more games there.
It's probably nearly impossible. Yeah.
They're fucked.
Unless Ahmed Johnson plays.
European basketball.
Oh, God.
What?
Just ignore it.
Yes. But yeah, for speaking your truth, that was the last one, is practice makes perfect. Like
which basically
else.
Means, like, every now and then when you speak your truth, you're gonna say something that doesn't work out. But it's a learning process, and you kind of have to make mistakes. And
like when you just farted just now?
I hope the mic didn't pick that up.
That wasn't even a mistake.
No.
You did the fucking lean, lean on one cheek and then blow it out.
The one cheek squeak.
Is that what it's called?
Sure.
It is now.
It rhymes, I'm sure that's what it's called. But, like, why tell the truth when a lie will do?
Because honestly...
It comes back. Lies always come back. Liars are fucking
full
of shit.
Oh, we have a perfect example of someone who's may have gotten caught for in a lie.
Who?
Is
it
Derek's mom?
Is it...
Yeah.
Whose mom?
Oh.
Get my tree stump. I have to leave.
Gone.
No, I have to assume you're referring to Le Tigre Woods.
Yeah. Tiger Woods and his whole debacle.
Yeah.
There he goes, cheating on that beautiful wife of his.
Okay, but honestly, he's young. He's the best golfer in the world. He's always traveling, and he's got a shitload of money. Of course you're going to have sex with other girls.
Don't get married and have a family, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. As much as I talk shit about, like, women and bitches this, bitches that, like, if I'm going to marry some girl...
Yeah. He has a family? He has kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh,
he's got some serious shit. Like, you gotta think about that type of thing.
Yeah.
If you're tired of fucking the same girl, put a mask on her. Put a Frankenstein mask on her and make her just go, grrr.
Igor,
next day, alive. Put a wolf fucking mask on her next day. Have her bark
a Will Ferrell mask?
Okay.
Put a Will Ferrell mask on him. Fuck it.
Sure, why not?
Before I came to the podcast, I was at a work party.
Mm-hmm.
At the club.
Oh, shit.
And,
John up in the club.
There was one of my work buddies had to go home. And he was saying he had to go home early because his wife was suspicious. She's basically like, if Tiger Woods cheats on his wife, that means I'm suspicious of all guys ever.
Great. Look what you did, Tiger.
You fucked all of us over. The guy was like, Tiger Woods fucked it up for everyone.
Yeah.
He fucked it up. Black people, we're mad. I'm only one, but I'm saying we are mad.
Yeah.
He was doing so good. We're like, yes, Tiger, man, you're playing golf.
Yeah.
You're fucking doing it big. You got those pearly whites. You got that nice, beautiful white girlfriend just making racist motherfuckers mad.
Yep.
Asian?
And then you go and
fuck
up.
No, she's
white. He's
Asian.
Part Asian. But we'll just leave that part out. We're talking about black people here.
Yeah.
But no, he was fucking doing good. Yeah. Now he fucked up. He had what, from the cartoon, the Boondocks would say, a nigga moment.
Yeah.
That was his. Peeling out in his Escalade.
Okay, that show.
Here's the funny thing about the Tiger Woods story. I heard about it when it first happened, that he crashed his Escalade, pulling out of his driveway, going like under 30, crashed into a fire hydrant in a tree, and he has like wounds all over his face.
Yeah.
And, like, okay. They said he wasn't drunk, so there is some shit here that's going to come out.
Yeah.
And basically they're speculating that his wife may have beaten him in the face.
Yeah.
About the face with the golf
because
club.
Because the back windows were out and she was out in the yard with the golf club. And then she said she was trying to pry his body out of the vehicle with the golf club to save him.
By smashing his face.
Yeah.
By smashing the back window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. Crawl in through here and
save
him. It's
the best one to go in through. Jeez.
Wow. We completely got sidetracked.
We did not.
But basically he...
Yeah, to touch on Tiger. Tiger's been doing enough touching himself, so...
He certainly has.
We have to touch on him.
With whores!
So if you want to speak your truth practice, that's the bottom line. It's just the more you do it, the easier it gets. That's why I like telling all my disgusting stories about myself and embarrassing myself and saying what I want to say and being offensive, because, you know what? I'd rather people know me for me.
Yep.
You know?
And when you are perfectly honest and that kind of brings your blunt shittiness out... At least you don't have to worry about lying, you know? Yeah. You don't have to worry about a lie coming back to you or remember to lie again in the future. It's just kind of like, hey, I've always been shitty, all right?
Yeah.
So don't hold me in high regard.
I've been straightforward.
Don't hold me in high regard.
All right, so speaking of truths, our next story is about, we actually found a list of 10 lies that men tell most often and 10 lies that women tell most often. Honestly, it's fucking stupid. It's not worth really reading them.
No, we don't really need to.
Because it's like a stuck in podcast. Traffic. What's that?
It's a good summary for a whole podcast.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid. Don't waste your time. Background noise.
Good night, folks.
Yeah.
See you never.
But I mean, it's all just a bunch of excuses that they tell each other because they're afraid of each other, which is lame.
It's all cliche shit like, no, your bum doesn't look big in that.
Your girls are scary.
Girls are scary?
Totally. Gotta
lie
to them.
I'd rather not lie to them, though. Like, no. If someone says, does my ass look fat? I'd be like, well, yeah. It's because you're fucking fat.
Boom, she burns your house down.
That's fine.
What do you do? What up?
Well, you collect that money if you got insurance and you're not stupid.
Yeah.
And then you get one of your ghetto-ass cousins to beat that bitch around the head.
Exactly. Wrap her in the head with a fucking ratchet.
Yeah. The thing I didn't like is, scroll up a bit on that, it said that men are way more likely to cheat or something like that.
We lie.
That's actually not true.
We lie twice as often as women, which is bullshit. I just want to come back. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock had it in one of his stand-ups. Women. They change their hair color.
Yeah.
They fucking wear makeup. They wear high heels when they're not that tall. They wear fake bras. They have ass padding now. Yeah. Lululemon pants make every ass look tight and snug. But as soon as you pull them down, the ass just gets long.
Yeah.
The ass turns into
melted butter.
Turns from a circle to a fucking oval.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. And there's actually even an invention in China where they have the inflatable bras. It's not inflatable. It just like squeezes the titties and makes them from different sizes, from B cup to C cup, D cup. I think there's even maybe a Stanley cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No. No, but there is a...
They're just Reebok pump.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, they have a little button and you just push them and the titties get bigger.
Yeah, that's just backs up what I said, that women have a...
They're full of shit.
They are pretty much full of shit, yep.
Yeah, so everyone needs to stop lying, I guess.
I have a feeling we're going to go the other way.
What do you mean?
People just lie more and more and more.
Yeah.
Why?
That's how it's coming. That's how it's coming.
Well, I mean, you know, you have inventions like that bra coming out.
Yeah.
Eventually, they'll just have, like, the Mission Impossible face changer.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And
totally.
I'll walk around like fucking Emmanuel Lewis on a regular basis.
Emmanuel Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, corsets came back in style.
Corsets are back in style.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I've
some
seen
girls
those
use
before.
Those.
I'm
I've been
one
with
right
girls
now.
That have had them, and then you take them home and you untie it, and it just goes.
Shoots across the room.
It comes off, and then everything just gets loose, and their voice drops a couple octaves. Okay, I'm ready to fudge. You want me on top? Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck me.
Tina Rex.
God.
There we go.
Yes. And Miss Argentina actually got cosmetic surgery on her ass, and she died as a result. Because, let me see, it says here...
was that Miss Argentina?
Miss Argentina. Mm-hmm.
Like a supermodel type of thing?
Yeah, like Miss Brazil, except Argentina instead of Brazil.
But she was an older...
She was 38.
One, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Old as...
And the injections and liquid... The injections and liquid went into her lungs and brain, and then she died.
Come on, ass. It's pretty harsh.
It's quite the trip.
I know.
She had an ass to die for, didn't she, guys?
Yeah,
oh, yes. How long were you sitting on that for?
How long were you sitting on the dick for last night? You're sitting kind of cramped sitting here today.
That journey could be an episode of Magic School Bus. They squirt the bus into our ass, and then it travels up to her brain.
I'd watch that episode.
Yeah.
And they just get out with pickaxes and just start fucking tearing her brain apart until she dies because she's an idiot.
Yep.
Pumping stuff in
her. And now her ass is no good unless, I don't know, you still want to fuck it. I probably would.
Fuck a dead ass of a supermodel.
But who would ever sleep with a dead person?
Oh, I think I might know a guy. His name is Levan.
Really?
It really is Levan.
Isn't it a Chinese guy?
It's Levon. Levon.
It sounds like a black man's name.
That's French.
Like, you say Levon, and I picture a guy like sitting right smooth with a high top fade, like, hey, what's up? It's Levon, baby.
Levon.
That's a new character. Hey, what's up, girl? This is Levon. I thought maybe you'd come by the house, do a little bubble bath thing. You know, I'll come through.
Kill you and fuck you.
Light some candles, you know what I'm saying? Give you a back rub with oil and all that shit.
Okay. Back to our story.
I'll do that forever.
Back to our story.
Forever.
A Vietnamese man dug
Levan
up.
Levan will be back in more episodes, don't you worry.
Levan?
Is it Levon?
Levan.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to introduce him because I like that.
A Vietnamese man dug up his wife's corpse and slept beside it for 5 years because he wanted to hug her in bed. The 55-year-old man from a small town in the central province of Quang Tang Tu opened up his wife's grave in 2004, molded clay around the remains to give the figure of a woman, put clothes on her, then placed her in his bed.
Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah, clay.
So, you ever play Clay Fighters? Yeah. She's one of the characters from Clay Fighters.
Yeah. Which I believe was actually invented by Vietnamese people.
Yep. I think his name was Levon.
Levon.
Yeah.
It all comes back.
Yeah.
It does kind of strike me as odd, though, that he wrapped it in clay. Yeah. So he could have just made a clay model.
He made a little clay pussy that looked like a science experiment at a science fair.
A volcano.
Yeah.
With wire.
After a year, it's like 99% clay and 1% decomposing body.
Yeah.
He actually slept on the grave for the first 20 months, but then when it started to get rainy and windy and cold, he dug a tunnel into the grave to sleep with her.
Strange fellow. Jesus.
Yeah, actually, one quote says, from him, says, I'm a person that does things differently. I'm not like normal people.
Obviously.
I think we can agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, I bet if he died and she lived, she'd be like, I'll find another guy.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
That's terrible. Poor Levon. Levon.
Hey, it's all right, man. That'll be cool.
I can't imagine a Chinese dude with that voice.
We've created a monster.
You have.
Levon.
That's scary to think that somebody would do that, though. Like, I understand you miss your loved one, but the mental state you would have to be in to actually go that far, to want to hold their dead body, and like, you roll over the wrong way and their fucking head rolls off the bed. You're like, oh, sorry. You had to pick it up and put it back.
Even well, like,
it's cast in like clay. You're sleeping next to, like, a stone mummy.
Yeah, I couldn't be very comfortable.
Oh. Even like
she can't cook.
At funerals, though, when they have open caskets and stuff, or, like, you know, I don't want to see dead people, you know?
That's
like,
just
I don't want to see my dead friends or uncles or whatever, you know? That's weird to me, having an open casket. And, like, when my dog passed away, like, my parents were like, do you want to see him before we, you know, bury him? And I was like, not really, you know? Like, I could see how you'd want to, like, see your dog the last time before it just disappears. But at the same time, I was just like, I don't want to see him like that.
Your dog gets hit by, like, a very violent-looking piece of farming equipment. You're like, do you want to see it? You're like, sure, why not? It opens up, his fucking mouth is all curled up. Its arm is just, like,
just
laying on
to
top
a field,
of it.
You know, a farmer's field. He's like, he sprayed amongst there.
There he is.
He was fucking gurgitated.
They reach down. They reach down and just pick up a clump, a bloody clump. Like, this was a piece of him from somewhere.
Yeah.
Man, my poor dog. I can't believe you're saying this shit.
Even as an adult, I can't look at someone in like an open casket and understand that they're dead. Like, it doesn't make any sense to see someone like lying.
And they all have makeup on. You're looking at your dead grandfather like, ugh, what a fag. Get that makeup off, grandpa. What are you doing?
You look like a queer, grandpa. You never stand for that in real life.
You know, that's why you're dead, you faggot. God hates you. Rest in peace.
All right.
I love my grandfather.
You make a good point, though. Like, why do people... It's just weird that people want to see that. I know it's a closure thing, but at the same time, it's just like, throw the motherfucker in the ground and close up the fucking hole. Yeah,
that's the closure.
The closure.
Well, in movies, too, like when people die, they like hold the bodies and they hug them and kiss them as they're dying. Like,
would you do that if I died in your arms tonight?
Oh, for you, yeah, but not for most people. I'd fuck your ass if you were dead. I'd probably keep you around.
Not when I'm alive, though.
That's clay.
That's not a good friend if you only do it when I'm dead.
This is the mindset of that guy that wanted to keep his wife in bed.
I'm going to keep you, Levon.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool, man. You know how I say.
I do know how you say ha-ha. It's just like that. So having said that, let's take a break and then we'll come back with some sex and drugs and house.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I like all those things.
You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmattersite.com.
Okay, we're back. You may remember me from one of the first episodes of Background Noise. We're back from our third break. Or is that our second break? My bad, I apologize.
Bring LeVon in.
Hey, what's
He's
up,
better.
Y'all?
There we go.
Hey,
yeah, that's way LeVon more relaxing. Back.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to need him for this next story anyways, because it's about co-ed dorms.
Oh, yeah.
And what it leads to.
I can talk
okay,
about
no more
that.
LeVon, come on.
Honestly. Oh, man.
Just a little bit. That
it's
was
relaxing,
good.
But it takes a little while.
I wanted to take a nap when I listen to your voice when you do that.
All right.
Just cuddle up with you, fucking whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
Right?
Yeah. So our next story is, it says, if you're a parent of a college student who lives in a co-ed dorm, you may have a reason to be concerned about what goes on behind closed doors. A new study suggests that the college dorms that are co-ed encourages students to drink and
what?
Have more sex.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
That's exactly how I felt.
Why do they need to have a study for that?
Yeah.
Also, why would you be concerned?
People
who go to college are adults.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They go there to fuck, learn, and drink, and then grow up.
That's what not not to actually, like, completely learn their field. They just learn a little bit of stuff.
No, learning, life. Learning.
Learn how to cop a feel on, you know what I'm saying, some titties or something. Shoot.
grab a titty. But, yeah, I just feel sorry for the fucking stupid old man that did this research. He's like,
beakers.
Yeah. There's smoke coming out of them. And then he ran into the other room flailing papers like,
I got it.
I got the result. I got the result.
Eureka.
Stop the press.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
When males and females from college get together and drink, they have sex more often.
Are you serious, sir?
I am serious.
How did you come to this conclusion?
I didn't come at all. I haven't for a long time. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, these kids are.
They're coming all over. Jesus. No, but that's just how it goes, man. Like, that's an old person study right there. Like, well,
and a lot of the parents of kids that are in college now would have been in college themselves, so they know what happened.
They know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
First-hand knowledge, so.
Yeah, but even if you send your kid to a one-gender dorm, it's crazy to assume they're not going to be fucking every night.
Yeah.
Because they totally are.
Because motherfuckers like me are on campus sometimes. I don't even. I'm 25. I don't even go to college, but you might can see me out there.
Yeah.
Hey, shoot, y'all having a party?
Yeah.
Hey, what's
up, girl?
It's
an all-female dorm. Like, you're going to find Luke there. Sorry.
Yeah, it's one thing I heard, one joke I heard was like, what does a girl from an all-female dorm do first thing in the morning? Walk back to her dorm room.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Because she was having sex with a dick. I get it.
Pissing off daddy by sucking down some Negro seed. Daddykins would not approve of this. But I'm 18 now, Holly. I'm a big girl. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to call LeVon. I'm going to call him. I'm going to suck that big black dick. I'm going to fuck him. You know why? Because this shit is just not working for me, okay? Living in an all-girl dorm? No way. I'm fucking LeVon. I don't care. Fuck you, daddy. Fuck you, grandpa. Scene.
That was good.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm bewildered.
I kind of want to go back to college now.
Yeah. But,
I
yeah,
go
that,
back
that's
to high
the
school.
Study.
Shoot. What's
not
up, Lil? What's up, Lil? Mama?
You and me actually could get our education there. We might can get our education
we
in high school.
We should do a reality show of us going back to high school.
Dude, wouldn't that be hilarious?
It would be pretty funny.
Dude, is anybody good listening? Or is it like anyone that can offer us, you know, money to go back to high school and just fuck with people?
Yeah,
and
we'll
fuck
give you,
people.
We'll give you a TV show.
If John, you put on a suit, I'll walk in with the camera. Those two guys, we can just say that they want to go back to high school and we're going to be filming them for a reality show, and I'm pretty sure some crazy high school.
It can't be any worse than
fucking. Let's do it.
Can't be worse than like Cake Boss or any of those reality shows. No one familiar?
Cake Boss.
It's just a boss, a guy that makes cakes.
Wow, that's the show.
Yep, he makes
cakes.
Speaking
of new reality shows, if anyone doesn't know, there's a new Steven Seagal reality show of him being a
lawman.
Called Lawman. Yeah, so you should probably check it out.
I definitely need to see that.
I saw a couple like trailers and clips and shit, and it's funny. Like, he pulls people who are like, oh shit, it's Steven Seagal! As he's like handcuffing them. Hey.
I know Aikido.
Can that really beat Cake Boss, though?
I'm pretty sure he
would. I think Cake Boss would be my rap name.
He would beat the shit out of the Cake Boss with a fucking roundhouse, and he'd shove the icing dipper down his mouth and squeeze it. Say, take that, Cake Boss, you fucking jerk.
He might do that.
He might can happen.
Well...
It might can happen.
It might can happen, yeah. Mike and Ike's.
But back to the co-ed thing.
Yeah.
They fuck. They drink and fuck.
They drink and fuck. That's what they do. That's what people do since high school.
That's what people do since fucking the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to say the dawn of
cherry.
Something else. But
rock 'em, sock 'em.
Dawn cherry.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, co-eds. They're fucking. They're sucking. They're drinking.
They hit hard.
That's right. Order now and you can get your copy of Rock'em Sock'em Coeds, Don Cherry, in your ass, bitch.
Oh, man.
Don Cherry, in your ass, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll say I would enjoy that.
Has he ever written a novel, guys, Don Cherry?
I don't think he can write.
No? Because I've seen. I know he has books, but
yeah, he's got books.
Probably about him.
I, you guys are all looking at me. I know because I'm
the
like
hockey
guy but
the
I have no
boss.
Idea.
The ice
no
hockey.
Idea.
Didn't you meet him?
I met him, but
should
that was about
him.
It. How I should ask him.
How
hey,
was meeting him?
Did you write any novels? Eh, it was okay.
Were you bewildered by his suit?
Not at all.
Was he wearing a suit?
Yeah, he was wearing one of those crazy suits.
Wow.
He probably isn't allowed to leave. His
yeah, that's probably part of his contract.
He really wasn't that cool of a guy.
He's an old man.
Is he real animated? Like, I'm Don Cherry.
No, he was pretty low key until we got to the rink, in which
low
which
key,
point he
the
went,
Greek god of jokes and mischief.
Yeah, exactly. He was. Going crazy and making jokes.
He was just prancing around. I'm low-key today.
Time to cause some mischief. Wow.
What a fucking jerk. Fuck you.
Fuck you, John Cherry. John Cherry. Whatever your name is.
Yeah.
And so we have some... our next story is about some erotic literature.
Nice.
Some sexy books. Just, why are you smiling?
Well, I completely forgot about this till now, even though we were talking about the story.
Yeah.
I can remember reading a sexy story where it was Stephanie McMahon getting fucked by, I think it was Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And it was so graphic.
Better dad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hilarious story. But actually, the funniest one I ever read was about Pikachu and Charmander fucking each other.
Yeah.
And Charmander... Pikachu wouldn't let Charmander fuck him yet, so he, like, beat off as he watched him sleep, and he came in his own hand, and he wiped it on the grass, and that was in the story. So when you read it, it says,
does
like,
he come fire?
They didn't say that. They just said Charmander came in his hand and wiped it on the grass as Pikachu slept, and he jerked off over his lightning bolt tail.
Kind of what the cartoon was like.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'm sorry. I totally butchered the intro, so, you know, go back
no,
and
no, that was a good story, though. I kind of wanted to hear... about Charmander
hard
coming
to top
in
that.
The grass.
Yeah, coming in his hand and wiping it in the grass.
Yeah, so we have some quotes from erotic literature. Supposedly it's hard to write this stuff, so they found some juicy quotes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about these quotes is they're all by like really good authors.
Yeah.
Winners, it says. Booker Prize winners.
They are winners.
Whatever the Booker Prize is.
Booker T just walks around giving trophies.
Sucker!
<out. laughs> So I think we should each take a turn reading one, because I all think right. it would be funny to switch
who
voices.
Who wants the first one? I want Devin to read the first one, because that one would be funny.
Yeah. No, it won't be funny, nearly as funny as your guys. It's only going to be funny because it's just completely normal.
Come on, Dev.
All right. So the first one is, it was as if she were wearing a mask on her genitals, a weird totem mask that made her into what she was not and what was not supposed to be.
Okay, so let me get this straight. This bitch is pussy. Looks like a fucking the face of like a falcon.
Yeah, a weird totem
mask. With like feathers coming off it. And,
yeah. Is that not normal?
No, that's like a big meaty clit.
A feathery clit.
A feathery
clit. Feathery
clit.
Girls have feathers.
That goes... It opens up like the bird mouth in Mario 2.
Oh, okay. I know
after you beat
now.
Birdo.
Yeah.
You fucking weirdo.
You know, so Birdo lays eggs from his mouth.
Yeah.
Yep.
He doesn't lay them, he blows them.
Do you ever notice
that's
that
fucking
John
disturbing.
Takes human eggs in his mouth?
Pause.
Okay.
Okay, who wants to read the next one?
I will.
Okay.
Her hands were all over me. Four hands, it seemed. Or more than four. And as she touched, she made me weightless, lifting me off the table in a prolonged ritual of levitation or some shit like that. This bitch's pussy was off the hook, you know what I'm saying? I made up the last part.
Yeah, the off the hook pussy part, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
That wasn't in the original literature.
So I wonder if the ritual of levitation is anything like David Blaine.
Yeah.
That's maybe it was Blaine. David Blaine. Mm-hmm. And there were four hands all over you. He was doing a magic trick where he jerks you off and sticks two fingers up your nose at the same time just because it's silly.
He calls it the 100-hand slap.
Yeah. He goes, oh, boy.
A little Honda joke in there for you.
Sure.
All right, so I think I'm going to read the third one, John, if that's okay. Because I've been waiting.
Be my guest.
Okay. She puts her hands flat against his chest and leans into him in a simulacrum of a swoon, making a mewling sound. The fuck is a mewling sound?
Oh, God.
God. Luke, make a mewling sound for me.
Wow. Okay.
All
right. That was a noise.
Oh, that actually made my dick hard, so I can see why you would want to read this book.
And I can see your dick hard. It actually, like, the whole simulacrum of a swoon making a mewling sound, that's...
There's no way to imagine
that's
that.
That's breathtaking.
It's impossible.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
I think that's confusing. The point, is just to confuse the shit out of everybody.
That one's by Nick Cave, too. He's a pretty sweet musician.
Yeah, Nick Cage. Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cave. That's an interesting name.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a good musician.
What's his
band? Is he really?
It's called Nick Cave.
Never heard of him. Can't be that good.
He has an album called Murder Ballads.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Well, I wish he was murdered to the ballad of a fucking of a chainsaw.
Mewling. Of a mewling. Some mewling. John, it's your turn. Go.
All right, let's see here. Bunny lies on his back on the sofa. He is naked and his clothes sit in a sad little heap on the living room floor.
So the guy's name is Bunny. And he's laying back normal. On the sofa.
Clothes are in a sad little heap?
That's how I feel when
it
I'm
It sounds like it. He's about to masturbate. Yeah. Like, he just came in, he's like, oh, fuck.
Lit some candles.
I didn't get any tonight, and he's drunk, he's staggering, he peels all his clothes off, throws them in one heap, and then just lays the back on his
laptop.
Couch. And
no, he puts his laptop on, he goes to Spankwire. And
So all of these quotes, to me, is like, they don't have any swearing in them at all. So I'm wondering if they are writing books that basically they can't put swearing in, and are just trying to find ways to, like,
I think
make
it's
it
supposed
sound.
To be sexy, though, when you use swear words. It goes from sexy to, like,
hardcore.
A little more
super
like,
hot.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I try not to swear too much when I'm having sex with Luke.
Okay. That's what am I supposed to say to this? You fucking weird man.
Luke does all the swearing.
Fuck, why are you here again?
What the fuck are you doing back there? You got a bulldozer in my ass?
How'd wow. You passed all my locks.
Pause and no homo and pause. Yep. But these are these must all
phrase.
Be
I love it now. At first I hated it, now I love it.
Hated what?
No homo.
Oh,
because it's fucking hilarious.
Sometimes you just gotta throw
as
it
first
in there.
I was like, that's the faggiest thing you could ever say.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, that's funny.
I think the faggiest thing you could ever say is like, why don't you pull down those trousers so I can get a look at that dick of yours.
Yeah, but if you say no homo after that, what does it mean?
It's a joke. That's what it means. Yeah. But yeah, these little quotes, they're clearly from those books. We've all seen them, the covers, where it's like the barbarian man, and he's on a rock holding a maiden, and her clothes are ripped apart, and there's the moon is up in the sky, and it's moonlit, and it's called, like, Beautiful Serenade, and there's, like, fucking geese flying by, and there's, like, water that's still, but not that still, because still waters run deep, and this love is fucking, trust me, it's beyond deep.
It's fucking deep, man.
It's fucking, like, really
brain.
Deep.
Oh,
yeah.
These quotes are from real books.
Yeah, they are.
Like, actual novels.
That's what I'm talking about. Aren't the ones
I'm
He's
talking just
about
describing
You're talking
cover.
About, like, Harlequin romances or something.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah,
these are just from...
These are from, like, actual acclaimed novels.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're still shit.
Wow. That, like, those aren't sexy at all.
Exactly. That's what the whole...
I don't want to be levitated in a ritual or swoon in a simulacrum while making a mewling sound.
No.
That sounds painful to me.
Or go down to a girl whose pussy looks like an Indian artifact.
Yeah. Or piling your clothes in
sad piles.
Sad piles.
And they say, like, they try to blame it on the people reading it, too, because they're like... They say you're going to judge us if we do it too well, and you'll think that we actually have done this stuff, so we have to write them shitty.
Well, I'd like to think you had sex before you wrote about it.
Yeah.
He put his penis into her nostril.
Yeah,
Perfect.
I think that's how we do it.
I think that's where it goes.
Terry Pratchett should win some sort of prize for the most understated sex scene ever. After a short while, the bed springs went glowing.
Okay, Terry, I don't know if you guys know anything about Terry Pratchett.
He's a joker, isn't he?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I don't think he's written a single, like, serious sentence in his life, but he's fucking hilarious. If he wrote a sex scene, I would jerk off all over it.
He wouldn't like it. He would just jerk off all over it.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Fippity fap fap.
Thank you for thrusting the rapier of inquire into the delicate flower of this subject.
Nice.
Like this shit is
perfect.
Just do people read this and like
no,
it?
No, these are not... These are comments. This isn't quotes. These are comments from other people.
Oh, people making shit up.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's no fun.
Well, god damn.
We're jumping to the
Those first ones were real, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely real.
The quotes, okay. Yeah. The ones we take turns reading were
that's,
real.
That's acceptable.
Oh, so real. If you do write a novel, just don't even have sex in it.
Or just come to us, and we'll write something good.
We'll dictate
good for
it
you.
To you.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The podcast.
We're pretty creative. We'll come up with some sexy shit for your fucking okay, stupid novel.
Go. Right now.
No, not right now, guys.
Make one.
This Devin. Isn't Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Okay, with you guys making it up, it would just be dick and ass jokes the
no,
whole
no,
time.
No.
Yeah.
I pulled her aside gently. I pulled her silk shirt back and saw the bosoms. They're glistening with sweat. I kissed them tenderly. My lips were like two big figs. She grimaced.
Right there, two big figs.
No, but fruit is sensual. And she, but and when she grimaces, it's not like the mean type of grimace. It's a happy type of grimace, like the big purple motherfucker from McDonald's.
Yeah. All right, I've already came, so I'm just skipping ahead to, when it's over.
To the fight scenes.
I could write those all day. Yeah. Shoot.
All right, guys. Our next little thing that we're going to talk about is deal breakers when you're out on a date.
Now, that was a good segue.
Hey. I segged away into a distant land there.
Why
for
not?
A while. She has a list of them on this fucking website, but she is a retard, so we're not going to read hers. We're going to make our own.
Oh, good. Another cool another article from a self-righteous chick.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
our favorite.
And even more self-righteous guys that look at it and say, this bitch is fucking retarded. Let's make our own list.
This girl is friends with that tall bitch from the last time. They hang out together. They just break dates and floors. Because I bet a fat girl wrote this.
It definitely wasn't the girl in the picture. Cause
nope. All right, so let's share some of dating deal breakers.
Dating deal breakers. I've said this many times. I'd have to say one of the most important ones for me is someone that takes my humor seriously. Like, can't take... Like, if I say something about, like... If you listen to this podcast and you're like, this is terrible, then fuck you. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to understand that we're making... things for you to think and laugh about.
Yeah.
It's not fucking, you know, you're... It's not church.
Yeah, if you have to tell someone that you're joking, that's a fucking deal breaker right there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Or even if your jokes are just like, they're quick and on the spot, and they just don't get them because they're a little too slow.
Yeah.
So, stupid people.
So, for me, I can't pick out anything other than really, like, if they start smoking.
Yeah.
Like, if they're a smoker, it's done. I can't do it.
Or if they start telling stories about... like drinking and like doing all this. Oh my god, the last weekend me and my girls went out and we took some E and we're so drunk. Smoked some weed, totally don't know where the fuck I ended up.
It's like, I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh,
you
so fucking sexy.
Disgusting.
Have you ever been on a date with a girl and she literally mentions cheating on someone?
No.
Don't think so, but that
have
would
you?
Be that might
oh,
be
yeah.
Really.
And I was like, are you retarded? Like, even if you're the nicest person on earth, you should even if you've cheated on someone, you should never tell someone on a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But
how did she bring that up?
I don't fucking know.
I think it was just the
start of a story.
So anyways, the other day I was cheating on someone.
She didn't even build her way into it. It was the start of a story.
Well, like, I mean,
I cheat on motherfuckers.
Instantly you forget everything else she ever said since you've met her.
Yeah.
But the one thing that pisses me off so much is if you go on a date with a girl and she breaks up the phone every 5 seconds to see like which one of her girlfriends sent her a text or...
Or even going on MSN, like we talked about that before. I can't stand that shit. Like, fucking turn your shit off for a little while. You know, give me 15 minutes of undivided attention.
At least pretend like you give a shit about me.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
A lot of
that's
people
what
do
I
that.
Do, John.
A lot of people do that without
that's
thinking.
That's all I care about. Just pretend. That's good enough for me.
I think a lot of people do that without thinking now because so many people are used to having their phone all the time that they just do that and they don't realize that they're being rude or what. Anyway, we fucking talked about this last episode. Yeah. But, one I had, a major deal breaker with me is when you're with her and like you're sitting by her and you go to put your hand up her skirt and you feel a cock. That's a definite deal breaker.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a deal breaker. Yeah. Like you reach under.
I
you
walk
know,
out right away.
I'm going to get some ooey gooey and you reach up and you just get a fucking big honker. So you just squeeze it once. Honk, honk.
And just to be polite.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yep, that did that's that. That's a peanut, that's a shaft and a head. But I
you
think
know,
there's a bit
balls.
Of scrotum there.
If you find both, then you gotta figure out what you're gonna do.
I tuck the penis fully
in. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you have to
I'm pretty sure what I do is leave. Say, fuck you, bitch man, probably.
Bitch man.
Lady boy.
Lady boy.
So what else, guys? I got another one.
Go
Shut
ahead.
Up, it's my turn. I ask what you guys have. I show off.
Actually,
right.
I'd like to share. Fuck you.
Bad spellers.
Oh my god.
See? I could tell by the reactions that that's what does it.
That kills me.
Yeah.
That's one thing I can't stand.
Girl writes on the wall.
Every day. How can you not get better eventually?
And you have all the tools right there.
There's a fucking spell check.
Yeah.
It fixes things for you. You have to go out of your way to be such a retard.
They don't know what that red squiggly line is. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? Why does it keep showing up?
Yeah.
Oh, well. And they just keep going. They think the more they get, like, it's like fucking bonus points or some shit. Yeah. My high score is going up today.
Like, if a girl spells, are you for real? Letter R, letter U, number 4, and the word real.
R-E-E-L. Not even the right real.
That just kills me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
like that's okay if you're 7.
Or have Down syndrome.
I think basically just stupidity is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to meet someone who's on your level, obviously, if you're seriously dating.
Yeah.
You know, someone you see eye to eye with, someone you share some of the same opinions with, obviously get along with.
For instance, if you're at a movie and a Roman numeral comes up on the screen and the girl with you doesn't know which Roman numeral it is, then fucking... I'm just saying it might happen to somebody eventually.
Elaborate.
I actually went to the movies with a girl one time and
Rocky IV.
No, it was Saw. A preview for Saw came up and it said like Saw IV, the Roman numeral for 4. Yeah. And the girl I was with said, "Oh, I think there's like 4 or 5 of those now." And I said, "Well, yeah, there's 4. It says right there." And she's like, "Where?" I don't expect you to. You don't even have to know your Roman numerals over 10. Get to X and I'm happy, all right?
Yeah.
That's all I ask for. Watch Rocky, watch fucking, I don't know, anything.
Play Mega Man X.
If you can get to X, you can get to 100 anyway.
Exactly.
So fuck it.
Man, that was bad news bears.
Another one I'd say is if she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Say if you're going like, if you're on a blind date and you show up and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I brought a friend with me." Trying to be funny.
That is funny. Come on.
And then you set down a pylon in front of her and say, "Try to jump over this." And hope she fucking lands on it. Fucking bitch.
Awful.
You have a coat hanger.
I'm eating for 2.
You have a coat hanger. It's like, "Oh, you're going to take my jacket." And you just shake your head no. With a stone look on your face.
"I'm going to abort the fetus that's in you, bitch."
Guess again. Why do you have a vacuum cleaner? Don't they have people to clean the restaurant's floors here?
Suck that little
problem. Does that actually happen to you or you just...
No, that's never happened to me.
Because that would be bananas.
That would be hilarious.
That would be awful.
Other ones. There's got to be a whole bunch of...
I have to say a lack of creativity or like ambition in general. Like if you don't do something artistic, whether even if it's not like something that's huge like in your life, if you don't like doodle or write... Or like
just doodle. Can a bitch at least doodle?
That's all.
If I push a napkin across the table and it comes back blank, we're done.
Yeah,
we done.
At least fold it into a crane or something. Come on. Yeah. But I mean, like no creativity. That's I don't know. Like that's your expression. You know, you got to do something creative, and a lot of people don't. It's just like fucking. I don't know.
Another one is no hobbies. I've been on dates or talked to a lot of girls who just have no hobbies and no interests. Like their hobbies.
What
and
do you
interests,
like to do? I don't know.
Just girl shit. Like. Shopping and hanging out with my friends. And it's just like, that's...
Music is my life, but I don't play any instruments.
I like everything when it comes to music, you know? I like a little bit of everything. I don't really, you know...
Dave Matthews Band is my favorite.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely...
Number one, though, is key. Sexually unattractive.
Yeah.
That kills me every time.
Or pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know...
Same.
They kind of go together.
Same diff.
Yeah. One for me that I briefly mentioned last time is if she talks about money and things a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like talking to girls who just talk about cars and money and just materialistic shit a lot. That completely turns me off.
Dogs chase cars.
That's true.
Oh. Ah. Ah.
That's true. That's my theory.
Who the fuck are you? Like our dad just giving us that good old dad wisdom that's just kind of vague. Well, you know what they say, the clouds blow in the sky.
Yeah, it teaches
I guess
you,
it's now
teaches you through analogy.
You.
Yeah.
That's my dad. My dad always said that shit.
Yeah.
Dogs chase cars, son.
I am your dad.
Like, oh, he's talking about a horse.
Ooh. Shocker.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise
me. I am your father. Luke.
Play it deeper.
Fair enough.
I don't like when girls don't know how to beat a boy in his blob for Nintendo. I don't know. I mean, you know, it helps if she can play some Duck Hunt or some fucking...
It's pretty cool when a Donkey girl Kong. Is good at a video game.
Especially in her own time. Like, there's some that just talk about it like, "Oh, yeah, I play Call of Duty." And
Tony
no,
Hawk.
You don't. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, if you actually tell me fucking where to find the Sword of Eternal Souls in Legacy of Kain 3, then I'll be impressed.
I hate when girls don't even know how many Pokemon there are. I mean, it's easy.
What? I don't even know that.
I don't know anymore.
It was like 150. 109? Oh, geez.
450, Jesus.
450, really?
Yeah, something like that.
You fucking dolt.
I only date girls that know how many Pokemon they are, so they can keep me updated at all times.
I don't like the shit. I can't
keep track myself.
Yeah.
I don't like the shit. That's just what I measure, bitch, yeah. by.
How many he that, grabs look up her the Roman numeral for 452.
He grabs her aggressively. How many Pokemon is there, bitch? You got 5 seconds.
317.
493.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
Want me to name them?
How could you ever catch them all?
Alphabetical, if you could. I gotta go take a shit. I'll be right back.
Bulbasaur. Ivysaur.
Okay, now we're Charmander. 491
left.
We all know what Charmander's about.
Yeah, coming and rubbing it in the grass.
Yeah.
So those are some dating deal breakers. Four.
What do we like? Basically everything fucking breaks the date. Dates suck. We've talked about this before. Yeah. They really do just fucking suck. Just meet, fun, just get lucky and meet thing, somebody.
The main thing is just to be yourself.
Yeah, just listen to our last podcast. That sounds so corny,
but fuck, man. Like, I don't want to have to deal with someone that's going to dance around for the first fucking 5 times I meet them. Just be you the first
they
time.
They don't talk. They just show up like, la la la. It's like an annoying ballerina. Just you're fucking like, dance around. I wish this bitch would put on some sneakers and take off those goddamn slippers. Fucking tutu's got to go.
Dating's all like paintball. Like, you get hurt a lot, but it's kind of a rush.
Wow.
I wanted to like that so bad. Yeah. But I felt chills down my spine, and not the good kind, the kind that's just like,
That's like one of those quotes from the awful novels we were just reading.
Yes. See, dating is kind of like that analogy. You wanted to like it so much, but it just really sucked in the end.
Sucked.
There you go.
You should have just said, dating is like paintball, and then just stopped. It is. Yeah. You really shoot shit at each other, and...
You try to shoot girls in the face.
Yeah. It takes forever to clean off.
Except from your dick, not a gun. Because I'm talking about semen. For you slowheads out there.
Yeah.
Slowheads!
Someone needs to cast haste on them. Like,
head can be fast or slow.
Oh, it can.
Holy fuck.
It can.
Yeah, some motherfucking slowheads.
So, we gave our date deal breakers. Now we're going to move on to something.
Let's give combo breakers.
Yeah.
If you're ever playing a Spinal in Killer Instinct, mash forward in the punch button to break combos when Saberwolf is spinning at you out of control going, ooh.
We need 10 combo breakers from Killer Instinct.
Okay. If you're Jago,
if you're Orchid, if you're Cinder. All right. So,
shit.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. You're it's okay? The tear of joy just rolling down my fucking freckled brown cheek.
Okay. There's a certain kind of person, you may even be this kind of person, whose goodwill after receiving a favor and replying is thank you, and others say you're welcome, but lately people have been saying no problem, which I guess some people see as like... You know, not as nice, not as positive when you say no problem.
Say no problem.
Same here. I think we all always say no problem.
I actually say de nada, which is Spanish for it's nothing, which is that's pretty
the same
much,
fucking shit.
It's pretty much the exact same thing.
In fact,
that's
much faggier.
Yeah. Yep. Faggier?
Because you don't know Spanish. You're faking it.
If that is how you respond to an accusation, you're fucking wrong.
You've been caught.
You raped those girls, didn't you? You just make the like. That's actually, like the first sound a fucking baby makes.
I remember a party that we were at like a year or so ago. Whenever there was this girl there that was speaking Spanish,
and I was talking,
and
Spanish
you were trying to talk Spanish to her, and she was convinced that you didn't know, and you were just bullshitting your way through it.
No, I was talking to her in Spanish. Come on, you remember that?
I do. That was fucking hilarious.
Kind of cute. I wish I.
Of course she was. She's Hispanic.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And her boyfriend was there. But anyway, continuing on. So I guess it's just like if you get used to saying things that are like you're welcome, or
I don't like
you know,
you're welcome. I find it feels
you're welcome.
It feels too fruity. Like you're welcome, come again. When most of the time I don't want people to come again, so it's just like no problem. Hit the fucking bricks, toots.
Yeah,
yeah. I find no problems just so much more casual.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Your welcome's got kind of just an air to it.
Yeah,
that I don't like.
I agree.
I say anytime a lot too.
No problem.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm at work and I help someone something, I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. I say, anytime, man. Because if I'm fucking there. But really, that would suck if I actually had to, like, live to that anytime. Mm.
3 o'clock in the morning, he's like, I need some weenies.
Well, yeah. Anytime and you're welcome are kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, bug me whenever you want.
Yeah. That's what I'll say from now on. Thank you. Yeah, bug me whenever you want. Fucker.
I think John's welcome.
Yeah.
Just
he's fucking, well hung.
He's just me beating off into the bottom of a well on a frog's head.
All that made sense to me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everything Luke said tonight is made complete sense.
I'm on 1 hour sleep, by the way, people, so if I'm not very sharp, it's because I'm dull.
Hello!
Thanks.
That's the opposite of sharp, isn't it?
It sure is, buddy.
There's actually
boy.
A book called The Language Codes, and it's by an author called R. Neville Johnston, and it's about how we end up saying words, and if we hang around depressing people, we kind of get this... We get used to their lingo, and we start saying things that are less positive. And if you really like, if you read the book, it teaches you to say things like and instead of but, because like but kind of cancels out everything you say prior to it, and includes it. And you know, sometimes subconsciously we use these words. You guys are looking at me like
I
think that
Tony Robbins has a book on that too.
Probably
the power of language and how using certain words can make you feel better.
It's a really, really cool book, actually. It teaches you how to say things gooder than before.
That's from the book, How to Make Friends and Influence People.
Is it?
Yep.
I have that book.
Instead of saying but, say and.
And I still don't have any friends, so don't bother with that shit.
Sounds positive. I like that book. It made me happy.
I know, I was just making a joke that I didn't have friends, but thanks for steamrolling it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
You do have friends, you asshole. Deal with it.
I don't know if I want to have friends like that. They're going to call me names. We're fucking done. I'm fucking out of here. Fuck you. Fuck everybody.
John. John is lashing out. So, speaking of complaining about things, was anybody complaining about anything? No?
I was.
Okay, good.
Yep.
The city of Galesburg in Western Illinois has had enough of complaining.
Galesburg?
Did I say that? Did I say Galesburg?
I don't know what you said. I just like how it sounds.
Oh, fuck.
Galesburg.
Jesus Christ, John. Anyway, so they banned complaining for Wednesdays. They call Wednesdays No Complaint Day.
And how do they reinforce that?
Well, then.
Just to kill fucking people. They fucking kill you.
They throw them in jail for a life sentence if they get caught complaining.
They just
shoot your ear off.
Whoa. That's the day of the week I tell people I'm not paying them.
It's hump day.
They can't do shit about it.
Yeah. I like the idea. I mean, it's only going to make the day a little less depressing.
You know what, though? For me, as someone who looks at the humor and all things, complaining is where I get fucking all my funny shit from.
Yeah.
Bad things.
Evident by your Facebook. Because that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's where I get all my funny shit from. You'd be in jail for sure. Oh, man, I'd be the first one they locked up.
Instead of complaining, we're going to use observing from now on, speaking of switching to words that are a little more positive. We don't complain, we observe negatively.
See, the way I look at complaining,
we keep it real.
We hate things.
There's a big difference between complaining and whining about things.
Yeah.
So,
what do you mean?
Exactly.
A whine actually has a sound.
I don't think so, Devin.
Devin, fuck. What are you talking about?
Come on, fuck. I know you all agree with me, so just stop.
Why
do you make your point?
Luke, you big fucking sookie fucking baby head.
I want to play games. I'm not sookie.
I don't play games.
Shut up.
Oh.
Okay. That turns the tables around very quickly.
You're the table turner.
Can you imagine if that actually stood up in court? Like, you can't complain on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. Ridiculous. You just can't go to court on Wednesdays.
Yeah, really.
Because it's all a complaint.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's true.
They'd have to shut down call centers completely on Wednesday.
They'd have to shut down retail. They'd have to shut...
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to drop a bomb, a really big bomb, and kill everybody.
Just force everyone to sleep the whole day.
I like Dark
Side. Everyone just lays down like that Radiohead video.
And they got to look at rainbows all day.
Remember that video? The Radiohead video where everyone just lies down? It starts off with the guy lying down. Everyone's like, why is this guy lying down?
Are you lying to me?
Nope. No one remembers that.
No.
It was like one of the biggest videos of all time. You know what fucking video I mean.
We'll have to watch it.
No.
Really? Well, I'll put up on the forum so I don't sound like a fucking dickhole.
Radiohead.
You never heard of Radiohead?
I'm just kidding.
Ugh. Fucking bash a radio in your head and make a fucking Radiohead.
Do you know that Radiohead's first album was named after a Jerky
I don't
Boys,
care.
Jerky Boys prank call?
No, didn't care either.
Oh,
what's it called?
Oh, yeah, now you care.
Everyone's interested now.
I'm going to come over there and fucking wallop you.
I'm just going to come over there. I'll be right back, guys. Excuse me. I go jerk off in Devin's kitchen and microwave it for no reason. I just want to see what happens if it comes microwaved.
My kitchen, too.
No, whatever.
It's Devin's. So that's no right. complaining. Maybe Devin, we should start banning things for our podcast. Yeah. Like no rape
no
jokes.
No more funny voices.
No rape jokes.
No, I want funny voices.
Yeah. Well, you get to pick rape jokes or funny voices.
Well, shit, I guess I know what I chose in there.
Rape jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way we could ban
you
anything
know what's funny?
Under
no.
rape.
Yeah. No, it's pretty funny. Funny. Oh, sure.
Well, according to our forums, it seems to be a pretty funny subject right now. So
thriving.
Yeah.
The well, noisies.
Rape's not funny.
Did you
funny,
notice how that kind of stuck?
But jokes
did,
about
did
rape
it really
are funny.
Stick? Well, he keeps saying it.
Yeah, what? That's just because I'm noisies? Making fun of you. When
that's,
John
that's
said,
what makes it awesome.
When John said we should name the people who post on our site, and he suggested we call them noisies. it really bugs me that it is actually starting to stick.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I want to take a fucking shovel and just pummel you with it.
Well, what? That's the only thing they're called.
Face. Planet Garden.
Like, when you think about it, that's the word that comes up now. So it's pretty much stuck.
It's stuck.
Thanks a lot for ruining things.
No problem.
That
that's what I
ruined.
Do. Yeah. That's what happens.
It's fucking good.
That's how he rolls.
I'm going to set up a fucking single day where everyone on the forum gets to come over and pee in your mouth.
Okay.
Just to get back at you for calling them noisies.
Do I count? Like, I'm on the forums.
So. Yeah, we're all on the forums. Yeah, John's so. On the forum. He's got to pee in his own mouth.
He's just got to lay back. Fill her up.
It's the reverse. What are they called? The pile driver? I don't know. Maybe Zangief will come through and pile drive him. I don't know. Whatever. Or makes him sleep at night.
We go from pissing in his mouth to spinning pile drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
So does anyone have anything they want to complain about?
Oh, that... Sounds super good to me.
John's like, about the whole pissing in my mouth thing. Maybe we shouldn't do that one.
No, I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I'm outvoted.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3-1. I'm all a right. team player.
We'll have that video up soon.
Yeah.
By the way, we're actually filming this whole podcast. So you can watch me fidget like a fucking wreck because I just sit
he's
here.
Been shaking
I sit here and move. And I turn my hat all the time. I blink a lot. I lick my lips a lot. My fucking face is a scrunchy mess. John just gave a finger because he's bad. I doubt we'll put the whole thing up, but we're hoping
oh
to
God,
get
no.
some, a 2-hour
video. You don't
want to
see 2 hours of us sitting here.
Yeah,
I don't know. Some people said they watch it. They're like, well, I wish we could just watch it. Like, really?
Well, I'm probably going to jerk off to this later.
Really?
It's pretty hot.
There's nice. A nipple
for you. Much appreciated. It helps
nipple
me out.
Slip.
Bitch made motherfucker. Well, what else we got? Are we like done in there? Are we
I
just,
guess
are we just gonna ramble about pissing each other's mouths and stuff?
I think we're done.
What do we have for? Do we have anything new that we got for like plugs?
Well, obviously,
FM motherfucking P Futuristic Money Plays. John is holding a copy right now. We might
yeah,
actually
closer for everyone.
We might actually shoot just a short little video of me being an asshole and waving them around because
yeah.
I like doing that sometimes.
Yep.
So we might do that. We also have best of clips. Derek's been
yeah.
taking clips and putting them up on our
yeah,
Red
I saw
Matter
that. That's pretty cool.
YouTube
yeah.
account. So pass those around, post them on your Facebook.
Yeah,
you know?
If you don't want to listen to a whole, you know, if you don't have 2 hours
and
to set
really,
aside.
Who wants to listen to 2 hours of
yeah,
this?
Who wants to listen to us? Who wants to listen to us at all? Fuck it. You know what? Don't even go to our YouTube anymore.
Thank God I'm deaf.
Wait, no, yeah.
No,
but
go.
I put up little chunks of just things I found particularly funny, and I put them up on YouTube so you can just click them and get a laugh,
yep,
and
yep.
it'll be fun.
It's the best of, just the best segments. Even some of them are just a couple of minutes long, stories we've told,
yeah.
little jokes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that best, but it's best enough.
Well, best of what we have so far anyway.
Yeah.
We definitely didn't pick our worst ones.
Yeah, that'd be awful. I might do that, actually.
It's just silence for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of Zachy.
Oh.
So we're done, I guess.
Yep. You know, you can check www.myspace.com/futuristicmoneyplays. That's plays with a Z. Just if you want some samples
in
of what
fact,
the album's like.
Chris just put up one of my favorite song off the new album, Fly Me to the Moon.
Yep.
He
so
put it up on there and
there
it's fucking
check
solid.
Out.
And Riding in the Trunk.
It is.
The whole album fucking kicks ass.
The feedback so far has been really good.
Yeah.
Sold 30 last night. No big deal. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Normal
yeah.
night.
You know, just fucking, they're going really fast. We're going to print up more copies when they're gone. So a lot of people want me to mail them out and stuff. We're trying to set something up for that so if people can get digital copies or we can set up some sort of account, banking, or whatever. We are working on that. Right now we're just trying to push our initial bunch physically. So hold on to your fucking panties. Put them on your face if you want. Smell them a bit. I don't care. We're working on
it,
though.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So the best band.
Where's that log?
What?
Where's the stump?
Oh yeah, that stump to replace you.
Oh.
We'll be bringing that in.
It's in
next
the yard.
Time.
It's in the yard, guys. You got to go dig it up. It's going to be a pain in the ass.
Well, let's go get that stump then.
Okay.
All right. Till next time.
Are you really going to replace me with the stump?
Maybe.